With sugar and spice and a roll of the dice, you're listening to The Dice Girls.
And okay,
on my audio, you should be able to hear yourself say 1, 2, 3 really quietly, and then my claps.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. And here we are. This is our first episode since pandemic, where we are not in the same room, not around the same table today. Becca, what happened?
It's all my fault. I moved to Indiana. Surprise!
Surprise!
It was kind of a surprise. It was a little impulsive, honestly. But it happened super last minute. But it's actually turned out really good.
That's good. Good. Yeah, because at the end of the last session, after we stopped recording, she said, I'm moving to Indiana tomorrow. What?
Yeah.
Because we knew it was a possibility for the summer, but yeah. It was just like, and then part of me was thinking, I wish I would have known that at the beginning of the episode, because then if that was our last time around the same table, we could have celebrated a little bit. But then I was thinking I'd be in tears through the whole thing. It would be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it did work out really good. Except for my sinuses. If you can hear, I don't know if sounds like I just have a nose full of cotton balls. My body is still adjusting. I've been here for almost 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, and I'm still like adjusting. It's a whole new climate, a whole new side of the country, a whole new pollen and a whole new allergens, and I'm having a great time.
You're adapting.
What's your elevation there?
Oh, that's a good question. Hang on, I'll look it up really fast.
Really fast. She's even got an accent now.
I've only been here 2 weeks.
She moved to Indiana.
As soon as you enter the Midwest, it just starts.
It's part of your welcome package. The elevation here.
Same thing happens when you go to Texas.
Yes. The elevation is only 620 feet.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
We're low.
You're
so
below
you went
us?
From... We're like at 4,000 feet.
Like 4,700 something?
Yeah. And so then you went down to 620.
Yeah. That's quite a change.
That's a big drop.
Yeah. My whole body doesn't know what to do. Like, where are we? What is this humidity thing that you keep talking about?
Oh, so you have humidity out there right now, huh?
Yeah. There was a day last week when the humidity was like 83%. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was the worst. I felt like I'm just swimming in soup. Like the air is literally so thick that you feel like you can just grab it and squish it.
That's an unpleasant visual.
It's pretty bad.
Squishing the humidity.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been really good. I've been so I grew up here and I've gotten to see a lot of my old friends and just like it's weird. It's almost like everything's the same, but everything's also different at the same time. Somehow, like, it's just been so strange. And it's almost like a slightly alternate reality. Like, my friend Rachel and I, we already have a Mandela effect about my house. There's a basketball hoop that is like in the driveway, and there's a little cutout of the driveway that's like a square. And so Rachel and I swear that the basketball hoop used to be on a different side of that cutout. And like my mom and our other friend Andrew swear that it's always been where it is right now. And so I'm like,
wow,
I'm scouring through my pictures. Like I went through every photograph I could find from my childhood. And we have so many pictures of our driveway and zero of that dumb basketball hoop. And so,
do you have any video from like when you were filming YouTube videos?
That was the first thing we did. We went to YouTube and looked at our videos to be like, all right, where's that basketball hoop? We didn't get it in any of the shots at all. Like, we were mostly in the backyard.
I think that's probably what allowed you to slip timelines, yeah. Because they have to, when they're getting ready to jump you, they have to go through and review all the footage, make sure that there's no photographic evidence that something's changed.
Make sure I never find proof that that basketball hoop was actually on the other side.
Yes.
It was. Yes. I know it was. I would pay money. I would bet money on it. Like, and my mom swears it's always been where it is. So I might be in a slightly different reality.
Have you asked your neighbors if they have any, if they have any pictures of your basketball hoop?
That's
just
a good
idea. Door to door.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Totally will.
And it's like, oh, Becca's back.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be too surprised. I've always been a shenaniganator.
Oh, that's cool. So I was looking in our stats this morning. In the past 2 weeks on Podbean, which I love doing because I just love seeing where people are listening to us from.
Mm.
Yes.
So the number one is U.S. It's always United States. Number two in the past 2 weeks, Ireland.
Oh,
no way.
Yes. Ooh. Hello, Ireland.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And we had someone jump in our Discord, and I'm going to have to go back through and see if I can find the name. Had come in and said that, you know, they loved the show and asked where they were from, and they're from Ireland. So hello, Ireland. Happy to see you or hear you. Yeah. And then we've got Canada. Canada is always one of our top, you know, always top five.
We love our neighbors to the north.
And then after that, Australia. And then Germany. And we know Pauline is one of our friends in Discord. She's one of the listeners from Germany. Then United Kingdom, Israel, Romania, Tanzania. We have like 11.
Tanzania.
Wow. We have 11. Yeah, people listen from Tanzania. So hello, Tanzania. Austria. We know who Austria is. Marco and Ellie are two of them. Then Finland, France, Chile, Norway, Sweden. We have one from Sweden. We know that that's Bro Cooley from our Discord. Then Turkey and South Africa. So,
wow.
Yeah, hello from around the world. Well, no, we're not from around. Yeah,
you guys are
from
around
the world.
That's so cool.
Right. Yeah.
Hello to the world.
Yes.
Hello, world.
Yeah. Hello, world.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
We sound like we just found the internet.
Yeah, right.
Like, hello world.
Right. Exactly.
She turned 58 and suddenly she forgot how everything works.
I turned 58 day before yesterday. Oh, yeah. And I didn't tell you. Okay, so no, I'm not. I didn't have any weird health issues.
Okay.
Okay, I think I mentioned this on the show last time that I had woken up one morning and smelled toast, and I thought it was weird. And it was only in my room. And then when I left my room, it wasn't there. So I told Alexa, I said, "Hey, I had the weirdest thing happen. I woke up and I smelled toast." And she said, "Well, it was nice knowing you." So I'm like, "Oh, thunder! We're having thunder and rain here, Becca."
Oh, that's exciting!
Yeah,
yeah. And so she had told me that. I guess it's a wives' tale that if you smell toast, it's a sign of a stroke.
Right.
But what was I talking about?
I don't know. You were talking about your birthday / stroke.
Yeah,
it's on your. It should be on your list that you just opened.
Okay. No. So the neighbor behind us is. We've had this whole fence thing going on. So she was out there with some people. working on the fence, and I was out there talking to her, and she said she her birthday is on March 12th.
No way.
Yeah, my birthday is on March 13th, which is really weird. And so she turned 70 on the 12th, and she looks like she's maybe 50. So she was telling me about a gym. She's a member of a gym, and she gets a special discount. And then she said, you're over 65, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. 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 My soul left my body. And then I don't remember anything else she said after that. And we talked for like half an hour because all I could think of was, I look like I'm over 65.
I just imagine that. I can see you just like completely spacing out after that in the conversation, like just staring into space, and she's talking and you're having a great conversation. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're dead inside.
Yeah, I was just nodding.
Everybody that I know who's met you is always shocked when I tell them that you're like late 50s, you know?
They think I'm in my 70s.
They think you're like late 40s.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. And you know what? I'm just thinking, she's 70, so her eyes might not be that great.
Yeah.
And she, you know, that's what I mean? She may need corrective lenses and doesn't wear them.
Trifocals.
She might need, I'm wearing trifocals. That's embarrassing. But that's okay. Yeah. That's just how the march of penguins, you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Did you say the March of the Penguins?
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. You know, the March of Time.
Yeah.
Kind of.
March is like penguins.
March of the Penguins?
No, I just thought I would try to make a new saying.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I was just trying to coin some phrases.
Yeah.
Here this morning.
I think it could catch on. It's very fetch.
It is. Yes. Yes.
Is it?
I was literally thinking
that's
about
from
fetch.
Mean Girls.
That yes. is from Mean Girls.
Yes. A movie I've only seen once, but for some reason still know that scene.
Alexa, do you have access to your list of Baldur's Gate?
I do. Okay, I'm going to disappear for a minute, I believe.
Oh, yeah, because you have to access the list on your phone, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Where are my notes? There are my notes.
We did have some people in our Discord that were talking about, they said, how much do we have to pay on Patreon to get the side podcast of, what was it, Live in Large Timbo?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Mr. Sokar that said, what's the Patreon goal for us to have the spin-off Live in Large Timbo podcast?
Oh, man.
Oh, that day they were on a tear. Every time a message would pop up, I was laughing so hard.
Yes.
I should have written down some of the stuff that they were saying.
Okay, go ahead,
Alexa.
Okay, so we got, this one is a cat, is Zambomba.
Zambomba.
Zambomba. Which I think is just a great cat name.
Zambomba.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got Bligarillo. He's a halfling.
Bligarillo?
Bligarillo. B-L-I-G-G-E-R-I-L-L-O.
I don't know why I heard booger.
And then we got Hiccups Bortune.
Hiccups?
Hiccups Bortune.
Sportune.
What a Bortune. Great name.
Bortune.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a human. We got Churg Elvek.
Churg.
That's also a human.
We never find any Churg.
Weird name for a human.
Yeah. No, I've yet to meet a Churg in my life.
And then we got Knobster.
Knobster?
Knobster is
Knobster.
A dwarf.
Knobster? Yeah. Like
Knobster.
Knobster.
Is it with a K-N?
No, N-O-B-S-T-E-R.
Knobster.
I like it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised this morning when I came up from my office or from out of my room or whatever, and Alexa was playing Call of Duty this morning. So what version of that were you playing?
2019, the first Modern Warfare reboot.
Okay, so we're doing Modern Warfare.
It's not a reboot. It's like an alternate timeline from the originals that came out when I was a kid.
Oh, that one you were playing this morning came out when you were a kid?
No. So, like, Modern Warfare, like, the original Modern Warfare series came out when I was a child.
Okay.
I want to say the original Modern Warfare, maybe, like, 2004, 2005, 2006, oh, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they started rebooting it in 2019. But it's like an alternate timeline,
okay,
kind of a deal, because in the original, like, everybody dies in the original.
Spoiler for Call of Duty fans.
Spoiler for a game that's been out as long as I've been alive. Yeah. But so now, like, they're doing, like, it's like the same characters, but it's like a different and kind of the same story a little bit. It's similar, but, like, same characters. They're doing different things. Different people are dying, you know. That kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah.
And so you're just, do you, like, have missions to, like, build things, or do you?
No.
It's just go around shooting people?
Okay, kind of. Like, there are different, because I only play the campaign. Okay. I never play online. I am not brave enough for that.
Oh, you can go online with that game. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you have to pay for it, and I also don't have, like, PlayStation Plus, you know?
Oh, right.
So I just have the campaign, but, like, you know, there are different missions where you do different stuff, but it is mostly just shooting people.
And then, Ash, we had interest in our Discord about Pal World.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Nat 20 that was?
Oh, I don't remember. I think
it was Nat 20 or Spark was interested in it, was asking if it was on Steam, and I looked it up, and it is on Steam. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if anybody wants to play Pal World, you just go on Steam, I guess. And
yeah, it's on Steam or it's on Xbox Game Pass. I have heard so I've heard that it crashes or has more bugs or something on Xbox, so. But you can still play, and so that's an option. Steam or Game Pass, I think, are the only ways you can get it.
And then, and then we have a new patron, Maelstrom. I think that's how you pronounce it. Maelstrom. That's their username. Yeah, super excited about that. And then they were saying that there's a chance that they may try to play City of Heroes with us. So hopefully we'll be able to get back into doing that, because that's a fun game.
Right. Y'all have, and then, like, a little party going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, and we can all just bring snacks, but I mean, it would be like you just have your own snacks.
Yeah.
You have to feed yourself. But
you know what would be fun? People probably do this. If not, they should. Like, if you're going to play in an MMO, mm-hmm. when I call it an MMO, does that sound dorky?
Is it? Well, because you kind of, like, enunciated a little, like, an MMO. You know, you put a lot of emphasis on it.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable.
You don't want to call it a mo.
A mo. 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 No. Okay, so when we're playing a mo, when we're getting ready to go into the clubhouse, if we all got the same snack, like, it would have to be something that's available in the different parts of the globe. But, and I don't eat sweets, so we'd probably have to pick something like a fruit. okay. Like a fruit.
Or maybe, or like a potato.
Pretzels, yeah.
A potato.
They got potatoes everywhere.
Yeah, that's fair.
We could all just sit and have a potato together. So is that a thing? People listening, if you're in a MMO, do you, when you're getting ready to play with your group, do you ever get, like, hey, let's snackinate.
Let's all eat a potato together.
Like, coordinate your snack. Snackinate. Let's snackinate. What are we having this time? Oh, okay, do you want to do the peanut butter filled pretzel? Peanut butter filled pretzel.
Oh, my God.
Why are peanut butter filled pretzels so funny?
I think it's just because I just sit here looking at, Alexa, she's right across the street from me. Like, okay, no, right across the table from me. And I'm not used to making eye contact with her while we're playing or... Because you're never directly across from me when we're sitting at the table, right? Right.
And then we sit side by side at the counter.
We don't ever make eye contact, so I think it's just kind of something new.
That's amazing.
I mean, we could look at each other through the our phones if you'd prefer.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at her through the phone.
Put a, like, a cardboard partition. Yeah.
So we can't see each other.
Oh my gosh. Too funny.
Do we have any Neopet updates for y'all? Is there any developments at neopets.com?
There is.
Yeah. I'm rich. I'm neo-rich.
Wow.
I learned how to trade.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Becca taught me the trading post, and I got they introduced like daily and weekly quests. So for my weekly item, I got something that was worth 2 million neo points, which is
wow,
a lot.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, like, it was always a lot to me, but now it seems like, I don't know, some people say like 1 million isn't a lot anymore, but it's a lot to me. Mm. Becca taught me how to trade so that I could sell it because you can only sell items worth over 1 million on the trading post. So I was scared. I was scared and now I'm rich.
The name of your autobiography.
Yeah. Right? Oh God, I hope so.
Ooh, my life.
Yeah, that could be the title. I was scared, but now I'm rich.
Yes, I love that. And as soon
so
as
have
I...
you?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, have you two been in the game together?
We've added each other as friends, and we like traded an item back and forth so that she could learn how to trade. And she's gonna teach me how to do food club as soon as I have a minute to like sit down and get into it, because it's really a little involved. But yeah, Neopets doesn't actually have a lot of like, here, these two players are playing the same part of it at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like you guys can just walk around and hold hands and, you know, go skipping together and all that.
Right.
It's like a single player game you can play simultaneously together.
Okay. Yeah.
And interact a little, but I don't know. It's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. You just live your life in Neopia. And
Neopia.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, the world of Neopets is called Neopia. Yeah.
and what is Food Club? Can you give us a kind of a sneak peek on what goes on in Food Club?
Food Club is gambling. Food Club is Pirates. A feature that I don't understand. I believe you're betting on how much pirates will eat.
Yeah.
Or what they will eat. So there's 10, you can make up to 10 bets per day, and how much money or how many neo points you can bet is based on the age of your account. So the older your account is, the more money you can bet, and therefore the more you can win. And so I don't actually do anything. I don't look at the charts and the information and go, okay, today Globo is going to eat pancakes or whatever. Like, I don't know how it works. Somebody else does it, and I go on Reddit and I copy what they do.
Nice.
And that's it. And then the next day I check on it, and either I lost all my money for that day or I like won a bunch of money. like today I checked on it. I got up early so I could do my dailies before the Dice Girls.
Nice. I haven't done mine yet. I meant to.
And I had won. And so, like, if you keep playing every day, you'll win more often than not. And so you'll get a net positive, even though sometimes you lose. So that's kind of it. You gamble on how much pirates are eating.
And then what can you use the money for? To buy, like, the super rare skins and stuff like that? Or
yeah, so the big draw with Neopets is that... Oh, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but my Roomba is starting. I can go turn him off.
I heard his little startup.
He played his little sound.
That's cute.
He's going to be a real nuisance here in a second. But because he's going to come over here and he's going to start bumping into my chair for attention.
Just give him a little pat on the head. He'll be fine.
This is the first place he comes to, and he can't see, so he just bumps into everything. Anyways, the main draw of Neopets are the Neopets. So, spoilers for Neopets.com. So, you can have, like, I think we talked a little bit before about how you can have, like, up to 5 or 6 pets, and so you can buy stuff for your pets. You can buy paintbrushes to paint them different, like, cool colors. You can customize them, so you can buy them, like, backgrounds or outfits or wigs if you're, you know, or like, effects and things like that. You can...
I can hear your Roomba in the background.
Should I go turn him off? Is he gonna be a problem?
I can't hear the Roomba.
I can hear it, but I think it kind of adds to the show.
Yeah.
Well, just wait till he gets over here.
Okay, we'll wait until he starts bashing into your chair.
He's going to start bumping into me. It's so cute and so sad. Aww. So, I know, he's doing his best. So you can paint your pets, you can customize them with, like, backgrounds and outfits and stuff. I'm not as into the customization, but I do like the different paints you can do. And you can also, you can buy them equipment for the battle dome. There's a whole battle system. You can also just buy items for fun. A lot of people, you can start your own gallery. Yeah. So there's like hundreds of thousands of items on Neopets. A lot of them are junk. Some of them are valuable. But you can start a gallery based on just about anything. If you love pies, if you love, things that have smiley faces on them, like, whatever you can think of, you can probably start a gallery with, like, 50 plus items on there.
Wow.
So I guess you don't necessarily use the money for trophies unless, trophies are a big thing too. But
sorry, I can just hear your Roomba just going to town back in the background.
I can't hear
he's
it
working.
At all.
He's working on it. like books and stuff for your pets too. So there's like a high score table for, like, how many books you've read to your pet, and those cost money. And I'm sure there's other stuff, but that's, like, what I can think of off the top of my head. Like, training for Battle Dome, giving them items for Battle Dome. And customizing, painting and customizing.
So, okay. So let's back up to the reading the book to your pet. Do you, like, do you grab a book off the shelf IRL and then look at your pet on the screen and read it a book?
Sometimes.
Is that kind of how it works?
But that's not, but that's not really how it works in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just do that if you want to.
Yeah, that's just the fun.
It has no effect on their mood or their intelligence score or the high score table.
Oh,
you
would
do that.
Think that would, like, it would bump everything up.
It might put them to sleep, but... But no, they don't seem to be interested at all in what I read to them in real life, so whatever.
Do you ever, like, read to your Roomba? Do you ever, like, interact with your...
No, I really should. I really should treat him like a Neopet.
I think you should.
Does your Roomba have a name?
He doesn't. We call him Derpy sometimes, but he doesn't have a real name.
Derpy.
Yeah, derpy. Well, on account of all the running into stuff, and sometimes he just goes in circles, and we wonder if he's okay, you know, but... when he's trying to like dock, like go back to the dock, he'll just he gets so confused and he just kind of walks in circles, or he'll follow a wall, so he'll keep bumping into the wall every inch of the way. And aww. So we just say, okay, I'm sorry, Derpy, and we'll pick him up and put him back on the dock because he's having a hard time that day.
That's so sweet.
So I've been meaning to put googly eyes on him since we got him, but I haven't gotten around
yeah,
to
maybe
it.
maybe you could do that by the time we get together next time. You could have like an actual name and googly eyes, so we could introduce him to everyone.
He could be the fifth an honorary dice girl.
Aww. Yeah. Oh, that would be so yeah. sweet. He would love that.
Of course. Of course he's part of the family.
Yeah. Aw, he's a diceling too.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is.
He really works hard. We don't always appreciate him, but he works hard. My sister has a Roomba too, and she put a shark fin on hers.
Oh, nice.
That didn't work out for long because he went under something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Bye-bye, shark fin.
Yep.
So...
Yeah. Every time I think of Roombas, I always think of that vine where they put knives on one end of the Roomba and balloons on the other. There were two of them, and they were trying to see like which one would pop the other's balloon first.
How did it work out?
One of the Roombas popped the other balloon.
Oh.
And they were like, whoa!
That's hilarious.
It was very funny.
That's awesome. And it must have been very short. Because vines was like 5 seconds?
6 seconds.
6 seconds?
Damn. Yeah.
Do you, Ashley and Becca, were you a part of the vine movement?
No. I missed it.
Neither of you?
No. It was our generation. But
right?
No.
Yeah. I don't know how I missed it, but I missed it. Totally. I didn't.
I'm surprised.
I didn't learn about vine until a very long time after it was gone.
Oh, my gosh. I learned about it while it was existent, but it was like already like I think about to be shut down. I can't remember, but I'd heard about it like before it was shut down, and then very shortly after it was. So
that's crazy. Well, I think I learned about Vine from you because you would show, or did you, I learn about it from TikTok?
No, you learned about Vine from Ellen DeGeneres.
I did.
Because of that, she played that one Vine of that French guy in the supermarket where he's like, why is everyone so afraid of love? And then he just walks up to some old lady and he goes, love! And she goes, oh!
I love that one. Yeah. So much. What about 21?
Is that Vine?
Yeah. What's 9 plus 10? 21. Okay. And then what about the guy on the bridge? Okay.
Yeah, that's Vine.
Okay. So I know them vaguely.
Yeah.
Vine was the original TikTok.
Most of the important ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know the ones from, like, I now at this point have seen just compilations of the best ones. So that's where I know most of them from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. See, I was in middle school when Vine was in its heyday. So that was like all we quoted back and forth at each other. We were some obnoxious kids, man.
Oh, man.
Roblox and Vine and MLG edits and.
MLG, what's that?
Major League Gaming. It's a very specific type of. It was like a meme that was real popular when I was in middle school, where it was like the beer, 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 and like Mountain Dew and nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Oh, baby, a triple. It's like, it's just very like, I got so hard. It was just in your face, overwhelming, lots of colors, lots of sound kind of edits that people would make, and for some reason they call them MLG edits. Okay. I think because usually they had to do with like a gaming clip, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody would do something, hit some cool trick shot or something, and then beep beep beep, beep, beep. Oh baby, a triple, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
I when I was in middle school, it was all about like Brady Bunch, I think. The big thing. I saw this thing on do you remember, there's this site called Do You Remember. I had to go back on Facebook because I'm doing for marketing stuff for all my Etsy things. And so one of the accounts that I had like signed up for or whatever you call it back when I was on Facebook years and years ago is called Do You Remember? And then they have a picture of the Brady Bunch, and then the heading of the picture is there anyone left who remembers watching the Brady Bunch? Is there anyone left? And I thought that is a really dark way to ask that question.
Right? You guys still around? Yeah.
You guys still That's alive hilarious. There.
That's wild.
And y'all still kicking.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, I know Alexa knows Brady Bunch. Vaguely. Actually,
I used to watch.
What can you tell me about? Oh, you used to watch it.
Yeah, I used to watch it. There's a bunch of them.
My last name is Brady.
And there's a bunch. Oh, a bunch of them. Okay,
I had a lot of Cindy jokes in my life, you know. So, I mean, because, okay, I guess for context, because I have two older sisters who are also blonde.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're pretty close in age. So, I naturally, being the youngest, got a lot of Cindy jokes.
Right, right.
But, what am I talking? Am I supposed to be like listing off my Brady Bunch knowledge? Or?
What's one scene that you remember?
Marsha,
from
Marsha,
Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. There's two scenes for you.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of running up and down the stairs for some reason.
Yes. Yeah.
That's about it.
Becca, are you familiar with the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, I also used to watch the Brady Bunch. I was a big, like, Nick at Night kid. And
Yeah.
So they always played, like, the classics, like Brady Bunch and I Love Lucy and I Dream of Jeannie. Like, all those shows.
I love
those are good, Lucy. Good
I
shows.
Love Lucy,
yeah, I'm
too.
Way more familiar with I Love Lucy than Brady Bunch. Because we watched most of it.
Most of
I Love Lucy.
Oh yeah, we watched it all the time.
Yeah, I don't remember because I know I don't think we finished it. But
oh, because we were watching all of the seasons. Or
yeah,
something?
Okay. I don't remember if we were like renting the DVDs off of Netflix. Or
I don't remember.
But we were going episode by episode.
Okay,
because right? I think we stopped around when they had the kid.
Little Ricky. Oh,
the son. What was the
Ricky.
Son's?
Little Ricky.
Yeah. I was like 8 when we
were watching
this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's so weird to me to think of like watching I Love Lucy like specifically
in
seasons
order.
And in order. Yeah, because yeah, we just watched it on TV. Yeah. So like whatever aired, it was so like it almost blows my mind to think that there are like seasons and and like I guess I knew there was a storyline, right? Because I knew there were episodes before and after Little Ricky, which I guess is really the only story, right? Like everything else stays the same. And then it was in
much,
color after
else
a while
is, like standalone,
right? Yeah. Well, like when they went to California because Ricky was playing in Hollywood and they had all the experiences with the stars and Hollywood and all that stuff. That was fun. Right now, have you ever heard of Peaky Blinders?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
It is so good. Cillian Murphy.
Okay, I was going to ask if that was Cillian Murphy.
My goodness.
Because I was in my room drifting in and out of sleep, and I could hear from upstairs, I was like, is that the Peaky Blinders theme song?
Yeah, I was talking to my son and he said, hey, have you ever seen Peaky Blinders? And it's like, well, that's odd. That's an odd choice for something for him to watch.
Yeah, because he's not.
He's like a Battle Los Angeles kind of guy.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You know?
It's very hard for him to like sit down and watch a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only other TV show that he like watched.
The Flash.
It was The Flash.
Yeah. And so.
Sorry, I have feelings about that show. Sorry. I'm sorry, go on.
You have feelings about the Flash or about Peaky Blinders?
About the Flash, and I can be brief here. I watched it up until somebody froze laser beams, and then I had enough. You can't freeze lasers, they are light, but somebody froze lasers. And that was like the solution to get past the lasers. It was like a security system or something. And I was like, I've put up with too much from the show, and this is the last straw.
The last straw.
I can no longer suspend my disbelief, and that's when I stopped watching.
That's fair.
I don't remember when I stopped watching. I was watching with Ian.
You only watched like the first two seasons, I think.
Yeah, he wanted to watch it with me. That was years ago. And so we got to one point where we were a couple seasons in, and some guy came in, and I said, "Who's that guy?" And he's like, "Mom, oh my god, that's
the Flash."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something like that. Yeah, I couldn't remember who the guy was, and then we kind of drifted apart.
That was the last time he ever
you
spoke
and
to
Ian
us.
Or yeah. You and the Flash.
Oh my gosh.
Are you technically drifting apart because he's on a boat somewhere?
he's on a submarine in the Navy. That might have something more to do with it. He actually moved.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is Peaky Blinders? I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about the show.
It's this group of, it's set in England, and it's set in, I don't think it's Birmingham.
I think it is Birmingham.
Birmingham. Okay. But it's a community of Irish. It's an Irish community.
I don't think so.
But they're all Irish.
No, I think they're from Birmingham. Like, Cillian Murphy's Irish, but I don't think he has got an Irish accent in the show.
Oh, this whole time I was assuming he was Irish.
No, like, Cillian Murphy's Irish, but
that's why I was assuming he was Irish in the show. So they're Englishmen?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to rewatch it from the beginning because I was really
You might
confused.
Be offending our Irish.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, our Irish listeners, I'm so sorry I misunderstood. If you watch Peaky Blinders, I'm really sorry I misunderstood the whole entire plot of the show.
I'm just playing.
Okay, yeah, so it does have a different feel to it now.
I would just keep talking about it, and I'll tell you if you're getting anything else wrong.
Okay, so it's this Irish community in England.
Question mark.
And, here's the thing. Uh-huh. Okay, so there's this group of people, and they're like gangsters. They have Cillian Murphy is a bookmaker, and they have a little bookery where they bet on stuff.
Horse races,
right? And then
I have seen like two episodes of Peaky Blinders, by the way.
Okay. And you know more than I do, and I've only seen four episodes. Yeah. Okay, so they have this bookmaking operation, and it's a family. It's like Cillian Murphy plays Tommy Shelby. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Memory. Okay, and then there's his brother, Anthony.
Arthur.
And they're all in, and then their Aunt Polly. They're all in it together.
Aunt Polly is played by the woman who plays Narcissa Malfoy.
Oh, that's why she looks so familiar.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't place it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's gangsters, and I thought they were Irish, but they're not, and they just go around gangstering it up, and I fast forward through the violence. Because I don't like seeing people get, like, kicked in the face and things like that. Even though it's a bummer because there's really cool music that goes along with it. But I still
have... probably important
parts of the story. And I have to fast forward because I don't like to see people getting hurt. So,
I mean, I feel like I've seen most of the show just through clips on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll get it into, like, deep dives of shows that I've never seen before on TikTok. And it's like, well, I guess I don't need to watch the show now because I've seen most of it in little 30-second clips. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's set like in the 1800s, I think, or 1700s or 1900s.
No, because it's after World War One.
Oh, it is after World War One, right. It's right when things are starting to heat up. Okay. You know,
it's between... like right. I think it's like right when Tommy Shelby gets back from World War One.
Exactly. And he has flashbacks.
Yeah.
And he, all there's that
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like that PTSD is kind of like a
yes
running theme.
Exactly. So, anyway, that's the history of Peaky Blinders. If you're interested in watching it, it's streaming now on Netflix. Yeah.
You know, the Peaky Blinders were a real thing.
They were a real thing.
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
I'm surprised.
Oh, is that like their mobster name or their gang name?
Yeah, that was their group name. Nice. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I just think of like someone peeking through blinds. So
right.
That's how Kim watches the show. She holds blinds in front of her and she peeks whenever this to check if the violence is done.
Right. So okay, I figured out why. Okay, this is why. They're always talking about fighting for the country, and then that commissioner comes from Belfast. He's Irish, right? Isn't he
Irish? If he's from Belfast, then yeah, he'd be Irish.
Campbell or whatever his name is.
I can't remember
when
what
he
his
comes
name is.
In, but the barmaid is Irish.
Yes.
Okay, that's where I got confused.
Yeah.
I just
Grace.
Yeah, I just okay. We should probably move on because people are probably fast forwarding through the violence.
I don't know. I think people just like to listen to you explain stuff. Because I know I do.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. Same.
Okay, somebody else go.
I've been writing stuff down to like bring up as topics, but the time gap between when we're recording and when it comes out, I'm like, it's an issue to me because I wanted to talk about like I saw that there was the Swifties on TikTok, the Taylor Swift fans, they tried to start a rumor that Taylor Swift was going to replace one of the heads on the Mount Rushmore. And like...
Oh my god. And people fell for
it? I don't know. I think I saw it on the news at some point. I saw a clip on TikTok of some newscaster talking about it. But I can't remember if they were just talking about the fact that it was a prank or if they like actually thought it was real. Like
if they actually thought it was.
And I thought it was a really funny prank.
I mean, like, I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan, but that's probably an improvement to Mount Rushmore, right? Like,
right? Honestly, yes.
Taylor Swift sent my cousin Taylor Swift a cease and desist.
Wait, what? What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Back up the truck. What?
Alexa.